This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, the host of the NPR show On Being joins us for a look at how to become wise.
First, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development just released new state job numbers, drawing from U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The number looks positive at first glance. The state unemployment rate in March fell to 4.5%, below the national average by half a percentage point, and over 47,000 private sector jobs were added between March 2015 and last month. That pushed total employment in Wisconsin to more than 3 million, an all-time high.
And a new national report from the U.S. Labor Department saw the lowest number of new jobless claims since 1973.
So a lot of positive indicators, but some economists are saying a closer look might show some lingering worries. Joining us now to analyze the latest numbers is Abdur Chaudhry. He's a professor of economics at Marquette University. Professor Chaudhry, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program. Thank you.
So this 4.5% unemployment number here in Wisconsin, lower than the national average, but this is pretty good news. This is a low unemployment number, something that generally we'd be happy about, right?
Yes. Overall, I think the labor market, both at the national as well as the state level, is doing very well. Most of the labor market indicators are quite positive, and it shows that there has been significant improvement in the last couple of months at least.
When it comes to wages, though, people have been watching a long time, especially in the recovery from the Great Recession. Job numbers keep looking okay, but are wages starting to go up now?
It hasn't, unfortunately, and that's one of the main concerns we have of the labor market. So what is happening is we are creating a lot of jobs, both at the national and state level, but most of these jobs are in low-paying, low-skilled areas. In hospitality, for example, in leisure, we are not creating enough high-paying, high-skilled jobs in manufacturing, in construction. As a result, we do see a sort of a flat wage growth rate in the U.S. as well as in Wisconsin.
Do we start to hit a point, though, when unemployment numbers get low enough, when employment is high enough, that even those lower-paid jobs, there's so few workers available out there, their wages start to creep up?
And that's what we are hoping is going to happen. Hopefully, maybe later this year, once the labor market continues to tighten, you will see jobs being created in those high-paying areas, and that will push the wage rate upward.
I want to look at this U.S. Labor Department number, looking at new jobless claims in the week ending April 9th, the lowest level since November 1973. So that seems surprising to me that we'd be at that level. Is that as good news? Good news as it sounds like.
It is good news, and usually the rule of thumb that we use is as long as the number is below 300,000, we say that it's good for the labor market. And the number, as you said, is the lowest we have seen in almost 40 years. So it's good news for the labor market.
As we look around Wisconsin, can we say the state as a whole is doing pretty good when it comes to unemployment, or do we have pockets where one area is doing really well, another area is doing poorly?
State-wise, I would say metropolitan areas are doing much better over the last couple of months, especially Milwaukee, the Madison area. They're doing quite well. If you look at the suburbs of Milwaukee, we have seen significant job creation in those areas. So the metropolitan areas are doing much better than, let's say, the rural areas.
I want to bring in another statistic now, what people call, I think, the workforce participation rate. This is how many people who could be working are actually working or looking for work. And what can happen there sometimes is we see the unemployment go down, and it's bad news because people have given up. They're disappointed, they're dispirited, and they stop looking. Sometimes the unemployment rate goes up, and it's good news because those people are seeing the potential for jobs. They're getting back in the market. So what are we seeing with that in Wisconsin and around the country?
Okay, with the labor force participation rate, that was a concern we had after the Great Recession. We did see that participation rate drop by a couple of percentage points. Now, over the last several months, that has started to pick up. For example, the latest figures that we have nationally, the participation rate is around 63%, which is reasonably good. And another positive thing, at least at the national level, is as you have seen last month, unemployment rate sort of went up a little bit from 4.9% to 5%. But I think that has happened for the right reason. More people has entered the labor market. About 400,000 new entries into the labor market. So that's good news.
Talking to economics professor Abdur Chaudhry from Marquette University, looking at job numbers in Wisconsin and around the country. A couple different reports came out this week, pointing toward good news, showing unemployment going down, total number of jobs going up. So Abdur, we've gotten into a lot of the what the numbers are. Let's start to look at the why. Why are we seeing these positive signs, more jobs, less unemployment, more people getting back in the game, getting back in the job market?
One of the reasons for that is if you look at the U.S. economy overall, now obviously there are some weak points here and there, but overall we are doing relatively well compared to, let's say, our trading partners in Western Europe. So with the pickup in the economy, we do see more jobs being created across the board. For example, take the housing sector. It was in, you know, we had a lot of problem with the housing sector in the past. But over the last 2 years, we have seen new construction sort of going up in the housing sector. So, and that is true for a number of other sectors across the economy. So we do see a willingness on the part of the employers to start hiring more people.
And we've seen stories since really when the Great Recession was still in effect and through the recovery, the idea that big companies and banks, too, were sitting on money for a long time. Big companies, seeing things uncertain, didn't want to invest in new projects, factories, whatever, and new hires. Banks, little shy about lending money, all because they were uncertain about how this economy, how the recovery was going to go. So are these numbers we're seeing now a sign that they're starting to say, okay, we don't need to keep this cash reserve, we can start investing again?
There is some indication that that might be happening, but still, we do have a lot of cash on the sideline. Many corporations have decided not to repatriate their profit from overseas. That is there, but still, we do see, especially small and medium-sized companies, they have started to increase their hiring, and that is good news because if you look at the U.S., small and medium-sized enterprises, they account for about 70% of the job creation. So once they decide to start hiring, that's good news for the overall economy.
I saw this article in The Economist I wanted to kind of throw at you here, a cover story making the case that American corporate profits are really high, and that's actually bad news. It means that a lot of the big money-making companies are just coasting. They're able to charge high prices. New competitors aren't merging. We're not seeing the natural sort of ebb and flow of the market with new people disrupting, prices not going down as a result. But what do you make of that idea?
That is true to some extent, especially that I would say that would be true more for the big corporations in the U.S. Their profit level, you'll see, has increased manifold, whereas for the small and medium-sized businesses, that's not very true. Their profit has not increased at the same level. So I would say what you said holds for the large corporations.
A lot of people watching the Federal Reserve wondering if and when they're going to raise rates. They've been hesitant. They keep some rate increases in the works, but they've kept saying, we don't know if this recovery is going strong enough for us to really raise rates too much more. What are you looking for from them?
As you know, the Federal Reserve Bank is supposed to meet later this month, and my guess at this point is that they're not going to raise interest rates in April. One of the reasons for that, some of the recent numbers that came out are a little bit weak. For instance, the retail sales figure for March, we saw 0.3% drop. Also, the inflation numbers came out yesterday. It's not where the Fed would like to see. So I would say if the Fed raises interest rate, it's not going to happen before their June meeting.
Bottom line for American workers and consumers, what kind of things are you watching for to see if wages are going to go up, if people can afford those American dream basics, buying a house or renting, going to college, that sort of thing?
going forward, my view is that for the first quarter of 2016, the U.S. economy, if you look at the GDP growth rate, it's not going to be too high, somewhere in the 1% to 1.5% range. But moving forward in the second and third quarter, we do expect to see some pickup in GDP. The housing market will also pick up with the weather improving. You will see housing market picking up. You will see some improvement in manufacturing. I think that things will start getting better in the second half of 2016.
I'm sure we'll talk to you about that when it happens. Professor Chaudhry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me on your program. Thank you.
That's Abdur Chaudhry, professor of economics at Marquette University. He explained what new state and federal job numbers mean for us here in Wisconsin.
Coming up, the host of the NPR show On Being joins us to talk about the lessons she's learned from How to Become Wise. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.